Here's today's Medical Minute with Dr. Joseph Hobbs, chairman of the Department of Family Medicine at the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University.
A new cause for depression that doesn't respond to treatment may be emerging: obstructive sleep apnea. A study of 125 adults with major depressive disorder, insomnia, and suicidal thoughts found obstructive sleep apnea in 14% of them. Bear in mind that apnea was an exclusion criteria for the clinical trial that they were originally in. But these patients did not fit the typical apnea profile of overweight males who snore and complain of daytime sleepiness. Rather, about a third of these individuals were female, not obese, and reporting insomnia rather than daytime sleepiness. While more work is needed, experts suggest that apnea testing be a part of the guidelines for managing treatment-resistant depression. Individuals with obstructive sleep apnea are known to have higher rates of depression than most. I'm Dr. Joseph Hobbs.
The Medical Minute is written and produced by the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University in collaboration with GPB Augusta.